Cody Bowes. He said he's going to bring it. It's a 9-second card. He'll bring it for us to drive.
It says we're live over here.
Well, our producer needs to tell us when we're live so that we know.
Like a 5-4-3, anything?
Live.
We're live.
That's it. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Really good so far, man. Question.
Yes, sir.
Who do you think is going to walk through this door right here?
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports for the very best in motorsports. Everywhere in the industry, it is bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you shop all of our online apparel, merchandising for the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. 19,000 products being uploaded right now from the biggest names in the industry. Steeda, Borla, Steeda Autosports, Borla, Nitto Tire, Bubba American Racing. All of them are out there. Ladies and gentlemen, these are going to be great gifts for your family. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Moose is Loose, down in Abacoa, Florida, Bub. For the best in boutique fashion and apparel, it is the amazing Robin and Layla. Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. A beautiful brand new sponsor, Bub, that's going to be jumping in bed with us here. I am really excited to talk about this one. Herc Reynolds, good morning to Brian and the whole crew over there. Bub, tell us about Herc Reynolds.
Listen, man, it is everything that you need. You know, these guys have been featured on very many episodes of Street Outlaws. They
anybody
sponsored
seeing,
a lot.
Anybody seeing what Bub's putting together for you here, ladies and gentlemen?
So these guys are the go-to guys when it comes to everything from the production equipment to the lifts that you see, all of the lighting that you see, all of the stuff that makes it possible to do these types of events at nighttime around facilities, the heavy equipment, the trucks, the trailers, everything you could possibly imagine. That's what everybody over at Herc Reynolds offers. And I'll tell you what, man, we've gotten some really big things going on right now with them. So we are looking forward to getting all this stuff, get it all sent in here. We're going to get set up, get these lights up, get everything ready to go. Having a lot of fun with it.
Herc Reynolds, our Reynolds done Bubba style, and this is going to be huge, Bub. We're going to be talking a lot about the advancement of the new television show and the two number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast shows that we are the hosts of right here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Good morning to the full 405 crew out there with us. Goody Bo, the Red Dragon, Andre Adesine, I mean, Junior, everybody's out there, Bub. Let's give them a great big James. I just can't think of all of the names because there's so many of them. Varley's out there with us, and Varley was a big help yesterday putting together some of these people. The Andrades are bringing forth the fuel sponsors. We're going to be talking a lot about the show progression. And good morning to our producer, Mr. Chet Burks, Bub.
That's right. What's up, guys?
Chet Burks has a very long history of television in both Discovery and Velocity, correct, Bub?
That's right.
With such fine shows as?
So he's got out right now Cafe Racer, What's in the Barn, Americana. Man, he's got Salt out there. I mean, there's so many shows. He's got an entire full page that you can just sit and scroll on of shows that are running on major network television right now.
Chet Burks has taken it over. He is down in the Dallas, Texas area, Bub. A couple of our 405 boys were contacted by people in Dallas, Texas yesterday, small wheel boys that want to come up and race against us on the new show. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well, Bub. And finally, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event right here in the Palm Beaches. And speaking of Palm Beaches, we do have Chris from the Palm Beach International Raceway. The 405 boys will be live with us the 12th and 13th of January. Tickets go on sale today through Palm Beach International Raceway Ticketmaster, Bub.
That's right.
It's going to be a big event.
A lot of things
going
on.
We're going to talk about it, right?
Yep.
Bub, it's no secret that we build for the Miami Marlins as part of our nice crew of people. This particular car belongs to the one and only legendary second baseman, Mr. Derek Dietrich, or as he's known on Instagram, Double D 32, Bub.
It's 32 Double D.
32 Double D.
Yes.
32 Double D.
Exactly. Kind of the way you would say it.
32 Double D.
So, I'll tell you what, man, this thing has literally come in.
Question.
Yeah.
When I went to pick you up this morning, because you are chauffeured to work, so you can work in the back of the car, would you tell me where our dually is?
Yeah, so it's missing right now, but I have this.
I think I'm going to call Brian over at Herc Reynolds and tell him that the dually's missing.
This is true.
These guys at Herc, man, this is big.
Yeah, so listen, this Jeep came in. We wanted to do some nice little upgrades to
You've
it.
You've done a lot to this Jeep.
It's already got quite a few upgrades on it. It is lifted. It is sitting on Nitto trail grapplers. This thing has a beautiful ride to it, sitting on 37s. Rides nice, looks really good. We're actually looking at possibly doing some pinstriping to this thing. So we are going to separate where that white and that black top meet.
Sure.
Good look on a Jeep, right? It's kind of more known on what you see as like high-end Land Rovers. You see a lot of HSEs, the Rover Sports, that come with that two-tone, like you paint them at the windows up. It looks really good like that. Looks like your ride has a set of sunglasses on it. That was done to this Jeep from MC. Looks really good the way that it was done. We're thinking about doing some possible pinstriping to it, but we did just throw a set of Rigid Industries rock lights on the bottom side of this thing. It had a couple on the front and the rear that were already lighting up the fenders and the inner wheels themselves, but we wanted to take this thing over the top and really illuminate the ground on this thing. So let me tell you, it is lit up now.
Well, Bob, it's looking really good. Good morning to the 405 crew out there. Brian Moorhead's out there from Herc Rentals. Herc Rentals are Rentals Done Bubba Style. I'm telling you, this is a big deal coming in with Herc. Herc was working with the 405 crew on the former show. We're going to talk a little bit more about the show here in just a second, Bub. Brian is with Herc. We had a long conversation with him. I get chills over good people like him. There's going to be a lot we're going to talk about in the show and bring people up to date. Although Chet Burks last night during our meetings throughout the night until about 2:30 this morning asked us not to release too much, so we won't. I will say our entertainment attorney, Mr. Joe Jansen, will be here tomorrow morning with all the contracts. Good morning to Brian out there. Good morning, gents. Anthony Mattos, good morning. John C. Oh, Senior and Junior Andrade are out there. Good morning to you as well. We will be doing, Senior is bringing, as you know from the conference call of 8 o'clock last night, we have a new race fuel company that's coming in. In fact, we're actually going to be featuring two race fuels on the new show. Good morning to Jeff Graham, who's 69 Camaro you're building. 69 or 68 you're building? 68 Camaro you're building out there. That car's looking really good. It's beautiful. Good morning. Brian here at the rental. Brian out there at the Reynolds. Oh, Mr. Andrade Sr. saying that Brian out there at Herc Rentals is a good guy. Bub, Herc Rentals works with the 405 crew extensively before. We are bringing him in for a feature sponsor. He said he wants to be part of everything that we're doing with both the new shows. Let's take it from there. We are going to allow them to come in. We're going to have product placement here. We're going to be doing. We're going to be using equipment, and they're going to be setting up all of the nighttime filming equipment for Chet Burks.
Yeah, man. It's it's all just that stuff that you have to have this full package that comes together for everything to work and for all this to fly. You know, for it to happen, you've got to have a bunch of key players that step up. And, Herc Rentals has definitely done that.
It's going to be amazing, man. And if nobody has seen their equipment, go to HercRentals.com out there. They have construction equipment, restoration and remodeling, remediation equipment. They have trucks. They have trailers. They have, fans that keep you cool, air conditioning units. But they have everything out there, man.
Yeah.
It's a good group of people out there, Bub.
Yep.
Really good. Bub, we are working with Derek Dietrich of the second baseman of the Miami Marlins. He's one of the most legendary second basemen ever to be on the field. Good morning to Rob Gibbons out there. How are you doing, my good friend? By the way, the 405 car is the gold car is on its way into you. A couple other on the way into you, Bub. And you started the teardown on the 17 Nissan Titan 4 SEMA 18, Bub.
Yeah, man, just a lot of crazy things going on. Everything from, the player rides to the SEMA builds to the client rides. We just have so many things going on right now at BEM. We've got a lot of good stuff in the works, man. These rides are getting ready to all start rolling out of here. A lot of good big pro touring projects we've been working on, just working super long hours, catching those up, getting them caught up, getting ready to turn those over to the clients. So there's not only just our local fan base, local clients, but all of our players that are worldwide. We have the 405 crew that's all the way in, Midwest.
Tell me that ain't the best group of guys in the world, man. They got screwed, man.
Yeah, I feel like, what do you want to jump through here and give these guys a hug and a kiss?
They're good people, man.
We're all good guys.
Ron Gibney's out there. Look at Goody Bo. I talked to Goody last night. I said, hey, you know what, man? When are you loading up your toolbox and coming out here and hanging? He said, I could learn a lot from Bub. Bub can learn from, we can do some stuff together. I expect Goody to move in any time now.
Probably.
I told Wayne, let's go start looking for a townhouse out here. He is the legend.
Yep.
How about
and with
that?
The track only a half a mile from us, it's not hard. You have literally to this direction, which is east, maybe 1.3 miles.
The ocean.
You are on the ocean. Maybe 4.6 miles to our west from here on the same street is Palm Beach International Raceway, the new PBIR, so it's literally like best of both worlds.
It's amazing. I want the boys all to be down here. I think the goal is going to be, Bub, one of our goals, James and you and I have talked about from a management perspective of the project, is we're going to bring all the 405 boys down to kind of live in this area and work under one roof as we expand this out over the next 4 to 8 years and set everybody up for retirement.
Yep.
It's going to be an amazing thing. We have a full product marketing line that we're putting together with coloring books and crayons and all kinds of stuff happening, Bub.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I wouldn't give all that information out yet.
I'm not going to give it all out, but
right.
just so people know.
Before you know
it,
it'll all be gone. Everybody else will take it over.
That's what's happened to so many times.
Don't give all that information out. No.
More information.
That's it.
But what are we going to be doing to the world-famous second baseman of the Marlins, Mr. Derek Dietrich's truck?
So we already went over it. I mean, this thing's got a lot of heavy mods to it already. We actually got, this thing, of course, is riding on those Nitto tires. You can't go wrong with that. We did just throw on a set of Rigid Industries LED rock lights underneath the bottom side of this thing to light it up and, really just make this thing not only a fun street cruiser, but fully functional in every aspect of it. It looks really good. It's fully functional in terms of suspension, the wheels and tires, the fitment. There's no rubbing. There's no scrubbing. It looks good. Not too high, not too aggressive. Derek is one of those guys that likes things very clean while still looking very modified at the same time.
He's a really good dude. I think you were out to dinner with him last night. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were all out last night. Yep.
Anthony Maddow says with open arms. Indeed, my friend, with open arms, baby. It is family around here, Bub.
Yep.
So what other things are we going to be doing? I think we are going to be doing a complete lighting package on this.
Yeah, man. This is right now it's rocking. Just, you can see it's got the factory front turn signals in it. It does have the factory headlights, but they are upgraded to a xenon bulb. So it is a decent setup in here, but we are going to be looking at all LED lighting on this thing, not only from a direct fit from a headlight, from a turn signal, and also a side marker light perspective, but also adding in a couple things somewhere else. Maybe a hood bar to it, maybe a roof bar, typically a 50-inch on the top, maybe an 18-inch on the hood. So we've got a lot of other options added to this thing to really make this thing look as white as it is.
It's going to be really nice
when
it's done. You've got Mark Brown, the one of the Marlins managers. You just finished his Jeep out. But these are very popular in South Florida, along with all of the pro touring cars that we see on the street, along with all the exotics, because the weather is so nice. The Bentleys, Ferraris, Lamborghinis. You've got a roller sitting out there, a brand new roller sitting out there right now in the parking lot.
Yep.
There's a lot of great cars. The Maserati dealerships that are on the corner. I mean, it's just great stuff. Jaguar, all of it's here, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy, isn't
yep.
it, man? So tell us a little bit beyond where are we going to go with this. You take it for a minute now and tell us where we're going with this thing. What
well,
are we going to do?
That's it, man. We already put the lighting on it. That's all we're doing to it.
Well, I thought we were going to do like a light bar and all, too, as
that's
well.
That's what I just said.
Okay. Did I miss all that?
Are you not listening to
no,
me?
No, I don't care anymore.
I
feel like I'm carrying it today.
50-inch light bar,
good,
18-inch.
Man.
Can we play this back? Can we play it back? We talked about the Nitto tires for the fourth time.
Yep. No,
we
I
talked about the lift kit.
Right.
Talked about these lights.
Good, man.
Talked about these lights.
What about this light?
Talked about these lights.
What about this light?
Talked about an 18-inch on the hood.
What about this light?
Talked about a 50 on the roof.
What about
we
this light?
We talked about possibly pinstriping from the black to the white on the roof line.
That's gonna break it up real nice, man. That'll be really.
I don't know what else he wants me to say.
That'll be really nice.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I got to get back to work.
What all is going on today? What kind of stuff do we
so
have?
So I put on a set of Rigid Industries LED
lights. No, I'm talking about what other things are going on in the facility today. You're wrapping up that Equinox out there.
Yeah, man. So between this, I'll be back in the paint and body shop again, man. Just always cranking out back there, getting stuff done. I've got the guys over here in the main build facility working on, man. We've got literally everything in here right now is like resto mod slash pro touring. I mean, everything from a 70 GS, 57 Thunderbird, 69 Mustang over there. You've got a 57 Tri-5 over here, right? So you've got a 79 Trans Am. That's a 1940 Ford. So
sitting on a Chevelle chassis?
Right, man. So there's a lot of pro touring rides going on in our main build facility right now. I'll be all over the place all day, but the crew is running wide open throttle here. We are waiting for some final rides to come in from all the Street Outlaw boys. All the small tire cars are on transport right now to get down here to BEM and start getting them to the next level. So we will be bringing you guys a lot of that product update here pretty soon.
On the 12th and 13th of January, we're going to be doing a big meet and greet with the 405 boys. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I went ahead and I put a set of Rigid Industries LED rock lights on the bottom of this thing. We're looking at doing a 50-inch roof bar.
Tickets will be on sale for that starting today on the Palm Beach International Raceway ticket website. The boys will be in. They'll fly in on the 11th. The boys will fly in on the 11th. We're staying at the Singer Island Marriott. It's a five-star hotel. Beautiful area over there, Bub. The 12th, we will. The tickets will range in price from $50 to a $500 VIP.
Yeah, I think there's going to be three tiers. We're not completely locked in yet on exactly what tier is going to offer, but there's going to be a 50, a 250, and also a 500. The 500, of course, being the Mac Daddy of all of them, which is going to include drinks, food, beverages.
Yes.
It's going to include two passes down the track in one of the Street Outlaw cars. That is going to be breaking that 5-4 second quarter mile time, which is insane. Hopefully your guys' stomach can handle it if you do get in that package.
It's going to be pretty neat. Goody Bowe said he'll bring out his 9-second Corvette and let us go down the strip. He said, I'll have a blast driving that. But he said, I'll have a blast driving that.
Wrong move, Goody Bowe. Wrong move.
You got to start somewhere.
Things on the wall.
Mr. Producer, is that Tanya Marie Gagnon in there? Yes, is that correct? I can't tell if that's a Z or a Y you got going on over there. Good morning over there. No, to your, the third letter in. There you go. And James, our manager on the team here with us. What's up? What's up, bro, is you got no interior in your truck. Now, what do you think about that?
Right, so James, so what you missed, if you did miss it, is so we are going to put a set of Rigid Industries rock lighting on the bottom of this thing. We're looking at doing a 50-inch roof bar on here.
What kind of wheels and tires are we going to? What about this light here?
So, oh, I did forget these lights right here. I was leaning in front of them. So these are the factory DRLs, which are daytime running lights. These all right now are pretty decent.
Wait, hold on.
Set.
Is that anything like DSLs?
Okay, so these are the DRLs. So what we're going to do is upgrade all these lights in the front of this thing, on the side of this thing. The taillights on them, there's only so much you can really do back there. It's a set of taillights. They just look like a box. But we will upgrade those things to LEDs. We did do the Rigid Industries LED rock lighting on the bottom side of this thing. We're looking at doing a 50-inch hood bar or roof bar with an 18-inch hood bar. So we've got a lot of LED lights that are going to go on this thing. It is riding on the Nitto tires. We're thinking about doing pinstriping on the top where it goes from black to white.
We've done this 100 times.
I know, so it's easy to roll it off.
That's exactly right. Here's the best. There's from Ron Gibney. Herc is the best. Indeed, Herc Reynolds is the best, but we're very proud to announce the relationship we're developing with them. You're going to be seeing a lot of their products. We're going to be using one of their trucks alongside the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dually and race and rally trailer with one of their trailers. We'll be moving the 405 cars around for people to see. There's a whole thing that's going to be going on with the good folks over at Herc Reynolds.
That's right.
We're going to be having them on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast doing a Bubba Style Saturday morning with us.
Yeah, that's right, man. So we'll do that. We've got all these things going on behind the scenes. We just finished putting on a set of Rigid Industries LED rock lights on the bottom of this Jeep.
Are these DSLs?
These are DRLs.
Oh, that's what I thought they were.
Why don't you open this door up over here? Open the door. Show the folks what the steps do. Open the door. That's pretty cool for a Jeep JK.
How about that?
That's pretty solid right
there.
What's
even more is that it's a challenge for me to get the door open.
For sure, total challenge. But did you see there are a set of Rigid Industries LED rock lights on the bottom side of
it? Are these DSLs?
These are DRLs.
Oh, okay.
We're looking at going through and doing a complete lighting package to this thing that is going to include a 50-inch roof bar, that is going to include an 18-inch hood bar.
How about the pinstripe?
Thinking about doing a pinstripe between the black and the white on the top of this thing. We just finished installing a set of Rigid Industries LED rock lights on
the
bottom
side. Did
you
talk about the step guards?
No, didn't talk about those either. Listen, I got to go, dude. I got a lot of work to get done.
Bub, we got something coming in from Barley. Let's read it up there.
Let's see.
He agrees, what? That Herc is, I'll bet he's going to say Herc is the best. I'll bet he will. He's going to agree. See, all the 405 boys are with us. He agrees with Ron. Herc Reynolds are the best, and we welcome them to the BEM family for many years to come.
I'll tell you actually what's going to be pretty legit. We will get on a serious note here. These LED rock lights from Rigid Industries.
They're cool.
They are actually very small. They're about, I don't know, an inch and a quarter tall.
They're
and
oval.
Maybe 3 inches wide. So they are an oval. Four LED bulbs in them. They illuminate incredible, literally like a set of headlights. That's how bright these things
cool,
are.
Man.
But thinking about all of these small tire cars that are coming through here, those would actually be really good lights mounted on like an upward portion of the roll cage for like an interior light.
So the boys can see inside.
Yep.
And it doesn't take any weight.
Yep.
And it also allows Chet and our crew to film inside while we're having fun with the boys out there. By the way, I want to know if my main function on the episodes will be to work the flashlight, because I'm going to get two of them and I'm going to drop one flashlight for one boy and one flashlight for you when you guys are racing out there.
No.
And then if I put them together like this, they'll all come at me.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Right?
You'll cause a wreck at the starting line.
You think I will?
For sure.
Yeah, but you guys know how to get down that track. By the way, I am going to take the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches out on the 13th when we are at Palm Beach International Raceway. I'm going to let the boys get a lap in them.
Might as well.
Right?
Yeah.
But hey, we drive street courses. We're certified in all three classes. And, Bub, they need to get out there and learn to do that stuff, too. Ron Gibney's got a shout-out to who?
Shout out to Jason Ross.
Well, good morning, Jason Ross, from your good friend, Ron.
And if Jason Ross is watching and he did miss it, so Jason, we did just discuss putting a
set of LED, here we go again.
Rigid Industries rock lights on the bottom side of
the 22 million people around the world have heard this 15 times. And Herc at Oklahoma City. Right on, Bub. Bub, we're going to jump out of this segment here. We want to thank our new sponsor, Herc Reynolds. We're going to be pounding that in today, locking that contract in. They will be part of both of the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports shows we have, plus the new network. And a lot of people don't know, we are going to be doing a network and digital television show. The digital side will be smaller snippets of what we're doing out there on the race scene.
Yep, so stay tuned. If you guys want to stay up with us for the most live information up to date, go to bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, scroll down that page. Whatever it is you guys use, whether it's YouTube, whether it is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they're all out there. Click on them, subscribe to them, and everything that we do will go live in your pocket with notification.
You are one of the top three in the world today, Bub. Your design and implementation skills are amazing. I'm really looking forward to you and Goaty both sitting there together and all the boys working together and combining and putting your years of experience together. You're going to be launching these cars at 4 seconds or better. You're really trying to get below that if possible.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be amazing.
Yep.
Yes, Mr. Producer, why is your hand in the air?
Mr. Gibbon, he says that's a good idea, then he says that's a bad idea.
That's a good idea. It's talking about me.
Must be.
Right.
100%.
I can wheel this ride, Ryan. You know that, babe.
No chance.
I got this. We're going to have a lot of fun. These boys are just family, man, and it's going
to
be a really
All right, I got to get back to work. You're just dicking around.
Right? Bub, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bub.
We got one more coming through, Bub. Give it out there.
Hold on.
Wait for it. Takes a second. We've got a Ray out here watching. We're waiting for the rest of the name to be written. It's just not happening.
There we go.
Wait for it.
Here
Mahoney.
It comes.
Monster. Montana.
Montello?
Not really sure what we got going here.
Oh, it's Ricardo Montalban.
No chance.
No. It says Ray. We're watching the whiteboard, ladies
Wait
and gentlemen,
for it.
Over there. Who? Who's?
Jesus.
Who's your daddy? Ray wants to say who's your... All right. Who's your buddy, man? There you go.
That's right.
Ray, thank you for joining us. Bubba, what's up, Ray?
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports for the very best in motorsports, entertainment, building, the best cars in the world, right here, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. How about Herc Reynolds? Herc Reynolds R, Reynolds Done Bubba Style. Everybody, you got it. We've got 22 million fans around the world, ladies and gentlemen. Go to HercReynolds.com. Check these guys out. I mean, film equipment. They have got concrete equipment, restoration equipment. They've got everything you need out there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose in Abacoa, Florida, 1200 Town Center Drive. Men's night is December 14th. You don't want to miss that. The beautiful, if you think Layla Von Athey is beautiful, the former supermodel is beautiful in person, sorry, body man. Ray is the body man, indeed. Good morning, Ray. If you think Layla's beautiful in the magazines, wait till you meet her in person and her beautiful mother, Robin. It's a whole incestuous thing. Is that right, ladies? I don't know what I'm talking about over here. Ladies and gentlemen, the moose is loose in Abacoa. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event this month. During the month of January, it will be the 21st. I'm planning to have the 405 boys out there with us doing autographs in the VIP section. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget, you will be meeting the Outlaws along with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports father and son award-winning car building team, Tom and Bubba, and we will be posting all of the details, and it will be also on the Palm Beach International Raceway. I have a meeting with Chris right now as soon as we clear the air to lock that all in. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the holiday time, and you don't need the holiday time to reach out and touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. If somebody's hands are full, please open the door for them today. Help them out, especially if you see an elderly person getting out of the car with a walker. Remember, one day they had legs that worked for them too. We'll all be in that situation. We'll want to be so blessed if somebody comes along and says, sir, ma'am, may I help you? Okay, if somebody's hungry, take a moment and feed them, man. It's a shame. We're up against the holidays. McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Sitco, it's cheap, takes nothing. You don't have to give your money away. Simply buy them a warm meal and carry them through the next 8 hours till some good-hearted person comes along and helps them as well. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, unlike my shoes that are torn apart by Diesel and the ladies, man, give them a pair of your shoes if they fit or if they're a little bit large. Payless is cheap. Is $15 really too much to ask to shoe somebody's feet that may be cold, especially in the Northeast, and they need a nice warm meal? It's not. Let's be good humans. Let's take care of the animals that God's entrusted to us. Let's give them all the love that they need, all the food that they need as well. Let's see. Anything else up there on the board? Nope, we're good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump out of there. Ron Gibney says, Joe Moss over there at Herc Reynolds as well, man. Herc Reynolds coming on strong, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to hear and see a lot about them. They are the best of the best. Let's reach out and touch somebody's life in a positive manner, ladies and gentlemen. Until tomorrow, let's just keep on doing it Bubba style. I'm going to get out of here and get something to eat. Hold on. We got one more out there. And Ron Gibney says, and thank what? Is that
veterans?
And thank veterans. Right on. Ron Gibney, I am a veteran myself. I have seen active duty time overseas for my country. I do thank all the men and women in uniform, both past, present, and the future. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for allowing us to come into your hearts and into your homes around the world. And until tomorrow, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. I'm going to get out of here and get something to eat. Where's the buster?